All right, we're going to record. Good evening, everybody. Today is Thursday, October 16th. It's 6:30 p.m. We're at the Bower Bank Fire Station. We're about to conduct a public hearing on a land use change for the town. That's why we're here. We'll discuss it. Everything is up for discussion. There are no votes tonight. Just to be clear, there will be a vote next Saturday. And we said that was going to be at 10 o'clock, right?
Yes, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock okay. Next Saturday. Here.
Not this Saturday,
next.
The following Saturday.
The 25th, okay. And Maureen's going to be collecting the votes.
Right, she handles
that. I have a business, and I was already booked. So Maureen will be collecting the votes.
Yeah, that's like town business as compared to planning board business. The planning board gets you this far. The voting piece is up to the town. Okay, so that's why we're here. If you please stand, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, the first thing we'll do is kind of just identify the members of the planning board that are here, kind of our attendance, if you would. Just state your name.
Paul
Start
Lucci.
With Kerry.
Paul Lucci.
Kerry as well.
Keith Doerr.
Howard Kaufman. Okay, so that's that. So this is what we're discussing tonight. At some point, Kerry, I'm going to ask you or someone to make a motion. But essentially, it's a motion to conduct a public hearing on this paragraph, Article 2. There we go. And I will make it as big as I can. No, I do not have any printed copies, in case anybody's wondering. Can everybody read that, or should I try and make it bigger? I see somebody squinting. Make it bigger.
You want me to just read it out to them?
I'll read it. I'll read it. So you can hear it, okay? This is the proposed change. Is what's in Article 2. That's the only change under discussion, period. There are no other changes to any other thing relative to the land use regulations involved here. That paragraph is, and the chart underneath it are the only things that will get updated in the planning document. Okay? Okay, Article 2 shall Section 5.1 of the Land Use Ordinance of the Town of Bower Bank, Maine, be amended by increasing the minimum lot size and minimum lot size per dwelling unit in the Village District from 1 acre to 2 acres, and by increasing the minimum continuous road frontage in the Village District from 100 feet to 200 feet, as presented and described below, and there's strike-through text to show the changes. And certified copies, that's essentially all we're doing. The rest is more or less town, how they proceed. Okay, so that's the topic of discussion. So, Kerry, can you formalize some?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Do you have copies of these for everybody?
Nope. That's why, I don't. This is it. Just take whatever time you need to reread it. But this is what's for discussion.
What is the law right now? What's different about this other than
the law? All right, so let me call your attention to this chart at the bottom of this page. Just trying to find my cursor. Okay. So if you look in the middle, here. So everything on this chart from here to the end is completely unchanged. Okay? That's what we have today. That's what we're going to have tomorrow. No changes. There's a proposed change in this column only for the village district. From 1 acre, they crossed out the one to make it 2 acres. There was a 1 acre going to 2 acres. 100 feet going to 200 feet. And all these other things are remaining the same. So the only change is from 1 to 2 acres for the dwellings and the lot size, and the road frontage is proposed to be increased from 100 to 200 feet. Continuous. You know, it has to be... I'm sorry?
Looks like 2,100 feet for me.
Well, why don't you come up closer and you could see it.
Because the ones crossed out.
Then that's the way the lawyers... This was done professionally. We paid a lawyer to do this documentation. This is how the legal documents are managed these days. So what was 1 acre, they cross out a 1, they strike it out, and they replace it with a 2, and they undermine it. I did the same thing here, from 1 to 2 acres, 1 to 2 acres, and from 100 feet to be 200 feet. That's just how they do it. We're stuck with that. And I can see why you'd say it looks like 2,100. I agree with you. But that's not what's
too bad. You couldn't have printed some copies so everybody'd have one in front of them.
Well, you know, if you want to wait a couple of minutes, who would like a copy? 1, 2, 3. You hang on. Magic. We need to turn on that printer to make sure it's on.
Make it 4 on that one, please.
Yep. So, it's on, thank you. So I'm going to print. There's a second side to this document, which I will print. It's what the lawyers include mostly for you guys to sign off and stuff. So, how many copies? We said 5?
I'll take 1.
6. Okay,
7.
8. I don't want to waste paper. That's
the
point.
Everybody put their hand up that wants one.
I'll print you a copy. 1, 2, 1, 3, 4.
Keep your hand up.
7, 8, 9. All right, we'll make 10.
Okay.
10 collated, black and white.
Because that thing takes forever, so you want to...
Zip off a couple dozen.
We'll be here all night. That's a very small printer.
No, it's a new printer. It's like 20 pages a minute.
Ah, finally.
Yeah. You can scan on that. It has a
computer.
Automated scanner thing. And you can scan it to PDF. Is it printing, Rich?
I like it.
It's making noise.
Well, that's the start.
Printing.
Good. And I should be
fine.
I thought I was going to get a ride last week. You got cold? Your voice sounds
cold. Can you tell me where the village...
Yep. Yep, I'll show you a map in a second. You had the same question?
Yeah.
This is the whole town. If we need it, I'll bring it back up again. This is, if we need this one, I'll bring it up again. This is the Bear Point Road. If we need this one, I'll bring it up again. How's that for Bower Bank Performance printing?
That was good.
Isn't that pretty amazing?
That was much better than it used to be. Much better.
All right. Now, this is the town center. So to answer the question is, where is the village district? Well, it's the area in white on this map.
Okay.
So Glover Farm Road is here. Here's the cemetery. So Glover Farm Road is at this end, and Peterson Road is at that end. Everything in between on the water side of the road is the village district. Okay. So, Steve, you're in, let's see, where are you? You're over here.
Me a couple.
John and you are in.
It's two. It's two.
Okay. My lot is in here.
Includes Glover Farm Road.
I have to look at the exact definition, but Glover Farm Road is the demarcate. I think.
That's one
of your interior. Yeah, that's Rodney's.
Anybody else?
Is Rodney's house on?
I think he's.
Or is it out of the building?
I think he's out of the building.
Right, we're out of the building. Only if there's an extra truck. Otherwise, I'll have
two.
I'll keep it. No, he can just hold on to it. Keep it with the minutes.
All right, any other questions relative to this map while it's here?
You have another one?
Any other questions relative to this map?
It's from the Glover Farm Road. Is it on this side of the Glover Farm Road or on north end?
Good question. Terry, do you recall?
No. Hold on a second. I need to bring up another document.
You don't have Harry Paul, GEQ?
No, in my book, I didn't. I don't have it with me. So
I'm looking for, I hope will be three section, 3.2, where they...
Village district.
Yeah.
Area included. It's illustrated on the interior there.
Yeah, it's okay. It's close.
Okay.
That's not going to give you an issue.
My color's not good.
There is no color. Well, okay. So,
village.
The crosshatch.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Look at that. Residential. Someone wrote that in. So Peterson Road is the demarcation line, if I dare use that word. And then on the other side...
There's Rodney's place, right?
Right on the first white part, right? Yeah, right there. Yeah, so...
Okay, so that, so the answer is Glover Farm. Rodney's place is in the... Residential.
Right. This side. Yeah.
To the west, the outside. Yeah. Outside of the village district.
Now, Rodney's farm is in the...
No, it isn't.
Is high land on the back side of the road. Is that in residential? Looks to be the same color as Rodney.
Where Dow Road is to be?
Tell me if I'm wrong, Asa. This is residential here. And he's asking, this is Bower Bank Road. Okay. He's asking if this, am I right? You're asking if this is residential.
Yes.
So I would say, so by what we know, here, yes.
And Kevin's lot and my son's lot are in residential.
Yep.
200 feet. Yeah.
200, it's, 2 acres.
It's, right. It's going to be just it's all the same.
Yeah.
Shore Road North's on the other side of the lake, so... Okay. Did that answer your question, Doug?
Yeah, that answered it. So residential's always been 2 acres?
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, when you say the Glover Farm Road, it goes down there and it twists
around
to the north and northeast. That line is running straight down the Glover Farm Road.
Doesn't
and those people that are on the...
Doesn't that change name down there when it makes the turn?
Yeah. to, no, they don't. Often the little ones. It does change names, Keith, but it's, where it goes down to that house I bought. It's 3 Olson Campus.
Yeah.
The main road is still going down.
But the main road goes right straight down through, right, used to go into Lake.
Yeah.
Is that, so anything on that west side?
The
original, I believe so. Because, I mean, it changes names as far as, if I give somebody a permit, those ones, if you make the turn, those aren't on Glover Farm, they're on, and I can't remember, is it Olson? No, it's not Olson.
You've got to go the van road, go right around the common, right up through along the lake. It changes. That house I bought, that driveway goes down there, and that's Olson Camp Road.
Okay. The road will make up at a minute.
But if you stay on the main road, that's called the farm.
All the way down.
All the way down to lake.
All the way down to the lake.
Yes.
So when he goes to the Glover Farm Road.
Oh, does it?
The power line.
Yeah, that's the
Glover Farm Road.
It's a river, yeah.
100 years
hold
ago.
Hold it. Keith.
100 years ago, or whenever, there used to be a boat landing there, I believe.
It's a long time
before me, but getting closer to it all the time. So when you go right straight in, so anything on the west of the Glover Farm Road would be residential. It's not going to affect the lakefront, any of your cottage lots.
So all the lakefront is going to stay village, that's what you're saying, on Glover Farm Road?
No, the lakefront is going to go by the state of Maine shoreland zoning rules. That's 200 feet of frontage on any new lot. Anything that you have now will stay always forever.
Grandfather.
Okay, so that was my question, yeah. Because my daughter owns property on Glover Farm Road,
yeah.
But it's not 2 acres. And
That won't make any difference.
Because
a lot of the old lots, it could be a half an acre.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever they were, they're deeded lot, that won't change.
Okay.
This is all in somebody doing subdivisions in town, and that's what this all come about, because people don't like to see growth. That's the whole problem here.
Well, you know, if you look at, let me bring up this other map for a second. And this is the village district, okay? Everything in white. By my count, my own personal count, and please, somebody, if you can, correct me if I get this wrong. This acreage is impacted. The owner is here.
Yeah.
This lot, almost 6 acres, this one, number 5, 1469 acres, and then this guy here, 5.6 acres, lot 2 and lot 1, 13. That's it. There's 5 landowners impacted by my assessment that are impacted by this proposal.
Are you going to lower the taxes by taking rights away from us?
You know what? That's a really good question. And I think you should address that with our state representative and state senator. Because the state sets your mill rate.
No, they don't.
No, the town does.
Well, excuse me, I misspoke. But the mill rate is set because of the assessments by the state.
That ain't the question.
The question is... Ask them.
They can make a lot.
What can I do?
They can make a lot right now with 1 acre. Now you're making them make it 2. So
number one, what we're saying is whatever you have. We're not changing anything.
If they want to subdivide it or cut it in half, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, you need, if this were passed, and there's still going to be a town vote, right? This is a conversation that we're having. In the future, if you had a piece of land that was more than 2 acres and you wanted to subdivide it, you'd have to do it in 2 acre increments, minimum.
What if a guy had 2 acres and he wanted to give his kid an acre? He can't do it.
That's right.
You know what you have in New York City, you don't need to bring here.
Listen, I'm out of the Bronx long time.
It don't matter.
Don't equate me and why I'm here, living here, doing the business of the town. I don't see you on this committee.
If I was, we wouldn't have a meeting.
Well, you know what? You're required to have meetings, and you're required to conduct them, and you're required to document what happens. So, Doug, I'm going to ask you, because you're getting me riled up, and I know we went through this the last time we had a meeting, so I'm going to ask you to stay on point. You ask your question, the answer is, to the best of my knowledge, there's no change anticipated because of this change to the land use. Okay?
You don't like it because you don't like the truth.
Okay, I'll be Jack Nicholson and say, you can't handle the truth. The truth is, if the change goes into effect, and you're one of these, what did I say, four or five people?
Six
people. Those are the people that are impacted. You're not impacted, are you? Do you have any of the property in the Village District?
I do own some property, yes.
May I ask which lot? My lot is here. John's lot is here. Steve is here.
You got to go the other way.
Okay. Give me a number.
I don't know what that number is.
Are you here? Are you here? Are you here?
Where's the Glover Farm Road?
Way
over.
Over
here. It's all the same.
Well, from over here. But there's a guy that just bought a lot right here. It don't matter. You're missing the point. Whether I'm the guy or not, you're taking rights away from the people, or trying to.
I'm not taking rights away.
You're trying to.
No, you're personalizing this.
You're the guy pushing it.
I'm the guy conducting the meeting so you can have a public hearing so the town can subsequently vote on it. What I want is not necessarily this.
Well,
you want to know how I'm going to vote? I'm probably going to vote to leave it just the way it is. Okay? But that would be my vote. But that's not my purpose on the planning board, is to bring this information to the public for discussion. Okay? Anybody have anything else to say about this? Has everybody's question... Anybody who had a question, has your question been answered?
I think so. I know, because I live on Glover Farm Road, but on the opposite side of Walkers. So on our side, it would be 2 acres.
Is that on the west side?
No.
We'd be residential, which is already
which
2.
Which is already 2.
Currently 2 would remain 2.
Okay. That's, yeah. Okay.
It's just the people. It's just the people sandwiched in here that are impacted by this. And even then, it's more restrictive because if you're on the water, none of this applies, right? Because, like Keith said, you're in state shoreland regulations. So if you have waterfront, this wouldn't even impact you because that would kind of supersede the water. Shoreland would supersede this. Essentially, or we'd have to consider both of them. But there's no, like I said, there's half a dozen people who are impacted. I'm glad to see we have at least 3 of them here. Well, yeah, 3 of you are here.
So we're going to vote on this a week from Saturday, is that correct?
Yes, the 25th. 10 a.m.
10 o'clock. I'm going to guess it's probably going to be at...
No, it's going to be here. Well, I don't know. I said it was going to be here.
Yeah, if Maureen's collecting votes while she... If she's registering cars, she needs to be at her computer, so that we'll have to talk to her about that.
Well, that's from 8 to 10, right? That's when
she usually does it? Okay, all right, then she can come over here at 10.
Yeah, I set the date and time with her
and
location when we made the announcement.
Okay, all right, definitely.
And I'll take responsibility for updating the sign outside the firehouse. But after that, my role is to vote. Do the selectmen want to say anything about this since you guys put this in motion? And that's what you need to understand, Doug, is we received a request from the selectmen to do this. So as members of the planning board, we acted on their request. We did not come up with this idea. Okay?
Somebody did.
I'm sure. Somebody did. but it wasn't me, and trust me, I have nothing to do with New York City. I escaped there a long time, and I call it an escape, and I maintain it's still an escape. But anyway, do you guys have anything you want to say about the land use change proposed, that's proposed?
Not really. I mean, like you say, it kind of just came. I mean, you say that the selectmen had a lot to do with it, but I really weren't involved that much. So.
Yeah, but you guys asked the planning board to do something about it. So that's how we get involved. It initiates at the selectmen, the hearing and the discussions occur within the context of the planning board, and then ultimately the town will vote on it, and then ultimately the selectmen have to certify the election results, hopefully I'm using the right terminology, and bring forth the change so it's then legal. And the way this is set up, it becomes... It goes into effect once approved by the selectmen. It's at the time of signing, if you would. There's no time delay or anything like that. It's, when it's approved, it takes effect. Just so we should clear that up. Everybody should know that. Okay? Yes, Asa?
Looking at the map, I'm wondering why there's a green section in the...
town property.
Oh, okay.
So this is your fire station here, the cemetery, and then that's the sand pit.
I can call it that. Okay. Schoolhouse.
I don't think the schoolhouse is...
The schoolhouse would be on town.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the schoolhouse right there, I think. That's where the parking lot is to the...
Oh, that library?
The library.
The library?
Yeah,
okay.
The old dump. Oh, so is there another green one further down then for the sand pit?
I don't know. I'm not sure. No.
Yeah, there should be.
I think so.
All right.
There should be another cemetery way down the road.
Yeah, a little tiny one.
Yeah.
Between houses.
But
it's way down.
Does the town own that?
Yeah. You got the cemetery.
One right near Haddow's.
Yeah.
So are there any other questions? Last call for questions. Not having any more questions?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
You got a question?
Oh, no. I was just...
Okay.
You're laying down.
I say, yeah, let's adjourn.
And the time is, I'm going to, what is it, 6:58 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for attending, folks. Just for giggles for everybody else, the planning board is going to have a meeting that immediately follows this. This is our normally scheduled meeting the third Thursday of the month. So to keep our lives a little easier, we piggyback them. So if you want to stick around for that, you're more than welcome to. We've got those down to about a half an hour now. I think it might even be less.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody wants to sign, make sure you do. Feel free to do it.
Ducks to put away. That's it.
Walter. What's your last name, dear?
Lugie.
Okay, thank you.
I love you, G.
Okay. Turn this off.
Perfect.